Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple, bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance, and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Hi there, in this episode we're going to look at a little example as to how you can go about increasing and improving your engagement with your communications to your team. When we learn something new, whether that be an improvement to safety practice, how to improve sustainability in our operations, or if we've came about a new well-being hack for our workforce that we want to share, we naturally feel motivated and excited about communicating that with people and sharing it because we care about them and we want to improve our performance and make a positive difference. Whether you be an HSE professional or a manager or supervisor, doesn't really matter. Most of the time, whenever we deliver or implement a communication piece, we're not really sure how impactful or effective it's actually been. Have you ever delivered a message or sent a communication out and felt like it's been ignored, or that you're talking into an echo chamber, there's been no feedback, and you're just really hitting and hoping without knowing how effective it actually is? Most of us have an experience of this, and of course it's not the outcome we want or doesn't give us any reassurance that what we're doing actually has a positive impact. So let's take a look at an example of how we can improve our levels of engagement with our communications. Imagine you're a site manager and you're delivering an important safety message to your team. There's recently been a serious near miss where someone could have been severely injured or killed on your site involving a crane. The next morning after the event, you want to make sure that your workers know that you've taken the incident seriously, and you pull some information from the internet on crane safety that you want to communicate to them. So you start into your chat about the 10 rules of crane safety, talking and reading from the information that you got online. As you're doing it, you start realizing that people are looking at the floor, their eyes are glazing over, they're turning their heads, checking their phones. Some of them are even starting to chat amongst themselves. Understandably, you're starting to get really frustrated at their lack of attention for something that's really serious. Should you accept that? Maybe you're thinking it's just the way they are, they don't care. Can you change that outcome? Why don't you challenge them? Maybe you don't feel confident in what you're trying to communicate to them. How does that make you feel, that you know the message isn't getting through, that you've failed in your task and you had good intentions at the start, but you've lost all engagement with your audience? Not to be outdone and still wanting to make sure that you get a message across to your staff, later that evening you go away and think about what might have caused that poor reaction from them. Rather than blaming the workers, you reflect on how you've actually communicated the message and think about how you could do things a little bit better. The next day, you decide to do something drastic and follow up on what you've already done, as you can't go through the humiliation of what happened the day before again. This time, you bring the team together and you open up the conversation in a completely different way. Firstly, you ask the team if any of them have ever been involved in such an accident or the consequences of one before, and you let them share it with the group if they're happy to. Once you ask that question, a couple of the team raise their hands and start sharing some of their experiences from previous companies they worked for, and then they tell everyone about the impact that it had on them and their colleagues. Now that you think you've got everyone's attention, you start to go through the details of what had actually happened earlier in the week with the near miss. And then from that, you split the group into two for a 5-minute brainstorm on their own, allowing them to discuss and consider how they would avoid the same thing happening in the future. You also don't forget to remind them very briefly about the guidance you discussed the day before. After the quick 5-minute brainstorming session, you bring the groups together and get different members of the group to share the actions that they've come up with together. And from that, you get some really interesting insights as to what is actually going on site and some of the challenges that the workers are actually facing, along with some excellent suggestions as to how to remove the problems. Unlike yesterday, the team is now absolutely engaged and bought into the process of continuous improvement that you're trying to drive, and learning from each other and also contributing to solutions together. As you can see, from creating a narrative around what has happened with the near miss, then asking questions about personal experiences and making it relatable before allowing the team to actually become part of the solution, has resulted in much, much higher levels of engagement and positivity than the approach that was taken the day before. Getting people's attention, making it relatable, and allowing them to be part of the solution results in much better outcomes. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety, and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.